longer for us to get back into your mind, into your life, into your world. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You'll be able to save some money because the Queen of Cheap is going to help you do that in about a half hour from now. And Jennifer will check some television things. We have some television outtakes from shows talking about or focused on some of the people of September 11th. And so the continuing focus on that, I think it is something that we need to spend a little more time on. I'm sort of feeling like we're all on the same page here. And that's, I think, a good thing. I find it boring when we're always on the same page, but I like being on the same page when it comes to this. The Faces of Hope, 10 years later, one of the things that we talked about, the focus of our program, looking ahead instead of backwards, I thought it was pretty interesting. I went to a website. Roberta, this may be something that you have found. There's a website called 911walks.org. 911walks.org. If you go there, you will see that there was a, and I don't know how successful, that's the reason I'm asking you. I know that it was proposed and set up that a group of Christians and Jews and Muslims take a walk called the Abrahamic Walk.
Yeah, I saw this.
In tribute to the prophet Abraham, who is a part of all of the Jewish and Christian and Muslim tradition. Well,
that's right.
What did you see? What was there was a lot of radio stations talking about it, I know, in New York. Did it amount to anything? Anybody know?
I didn't really see much. All I know is that Manhattan, certainly over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, was basically deserted. The only people who were here were tourists.
Really?
And these walkers. That was about it.
Why?
You could have, Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., you could have rolled a bowling ball down Fifth Avenue and not
Why?
Hit anybody.
Where would everybody go?
I have no idea. It's just like New Yorkers, the natives, the people who lived here, cleared out.
Oh,
just
really?
Like, adios, amigos, we're out of here.
Wow.
And the people who were here did not go out.
Do you think it was because of the terrorist threat, or do you think people just wanted to avoid the hoopla of everything going on?
Or both?
I think it was more the hoopla than anything else.
Really?
There might have been some with the terror. I mean, the media really played up the terrorist threat a lot, too. There was a lot of security out. Let me tell you, it was it was like a military camp in the city yesterday.
So that's where the news media isn't your friend. The media, it seems to me, to a point anyway, Roberta, whether you all agree with this or not, the exploitation that goes on with tragedies like this is a fine line between commemoration and exploitation, it seems to me. Maybe we'll talk about this in the next half hour as we talk about what the television networks did. But I thought it was interesting to look at some of the magazines and the newspaper coverage yesterday as I walked through a couple of airports, looking at the Time magazine, ran no ads, for example. Newsweek and People sold ads just as they would for any other issue. There were lots of things that were done differently, but some things done the same. There was no precedent, obviously, for it. There's nothing like this ever happened before.
Right.
And it brings you around to thinking whether the whole thing is artificial. Why is it more important on the 10th anniversary than it was on the 9th or the 11th? Why is it?
Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just that nice round number of being 10, you know. That's the only thing that I can think
Newsweek
of.
Newsweek had an article.
And maybe because they finally have all the, you know, they have the memorial built. Maybe that's what's important.
Yeah. Well, you're a hardened New Yorker, so you get to the point, and that's one of the things we like, your perspective on what's going on in this, our largest and perhaps arguably most important city. Fear is an article in Newsweek this week written by Andrew Sullivan, who examines how fear has defined American life and how the terrorists have so won.
I don't know about that. I'll tell you why. Last night, on Saturday, I had brought my youngest daughter to a dance audition.
Yeah.
Right near Times Square. And while she was in the audition, I said, "Well, you know what? Let me go over to the Book of Mormon and see if I can pick up two lottery tickets, because they do a lottery."
The Book of Mormon
for each show.
That
right,
really outrageous play.
Very outrageous. You know, won the Tony Award for Best Musical this year. So I said, let me go over and see if I can get two lottery tickets. Usually the
lottery tickets
there are,
to the
Book
lottery,
of Mormon.
To get into the
A lot of the Broadway shows do lotteries, and they sell the front row for about $25, $30 for the tickets. Those tickets are normally like $250. And they usually there's 300 people or more for that, for each of the lotteries for that show. I mean, it's an impossible show. It's sold out through March or April, so there's of next year. Yes. So there's usually, you know, about 300 people. So I go there. There's only about 50 people there at the most. Mostly out-of-towners, because if they pulled the people who won, you know, they read the cities that they were from.
Yep.
And I mean, I didn't win. And, that, you know, it's just part of the thing. You go, you see if you can win. And then at the last minute, they said, you know what, we happen to have some Sunday tickets available if anybody wants them. So I went up to the box office, and I asked them. I said, well, where are those tickets? And they said, eighth row. And I said, sold. So I bought two.
Sold, American!
Tom and myself. And it was for last night at 7 p.m. And the show was outrageously funny. I mean, the people were laughing from the start. And Tom turned to me and said, you know, we're all going to hell because we're sitting here laughing on 9/11. I said, no, we're not. I'm saying, we're sitting here laughing. That means they didn't win.
Right.
The terrorists did not win.
Good. I mean, and maybe I should change my approach then.
That was exactly my post yesterday. I said, use this day to remember what's important to you. Use this day to make you a better person. Use it to make us a better country. Take something good away from it.
All right, let me add a postscript.
The punks who did this that we won.
Right. We're not going to stop. Like you're not going to stop us from laughing. You're not going to stop New York from having Broadway shows and people
going
to them.
I'm
going to
go do what I do every single day. You can sit there and do your jihad you want.
You can't do things the way you did it. You can't get on an airplane the way you used to. You can't.
Yeah, but that's in my mind, I'm
the
not
soldiers,
going to change.
But the soldiers who have fought... those in government who know that there is stuff going on behind the scenes, for them, the new normal isn't like the old normal. But for the rest of us, it is.
Those soldiers are probably the most amazing people to not let this affect them. Even the ones, I mean, I've seen guys who have horrible injuries.
Yeah.
And you know what? Their attitudes are unbelievable. They are not going to let that stop them. And it's amazing.
Also becomes, you know, there's this guy who's on Dancing with the Stars now. He was on All My Children, J.R. Martinez, who was completely burned during this war. I mean, his face is very disfigured. But he, on Twitter yesterday, was reminding everybody, you know, you soldiers have made the ultimate sacrifice, and you may not be for the war, but never forget to support the soldiers. And I think what we see from military community is maybe they're not going to talk about the politics of war, why we were there. They're not going to get into that debate, but they're very supportive of each other, and that makes them pretty darn amazing to overcome whatever these horrible injuries are, but to still keep that support and that positive outlook on the military.
Well, that's kind of like a backlash of Vietnam, don't you think, also? Because at the time, the war was hated, and the soldiers were hated also.
Yeah.
Right. And that was terrible, terrible thing, you know, and I think
it's become almost artificial, Roberta. Right. It's almost artificial. That is, people who feel they are obliged to say good job, and they don't even know what the soldiers are doing. You don't know when you see somebody in uniform whether they ride a desk or they ride a Humvee or an MRAP.
But you're still grateful for their service, no matter what they're doing.
You know how I am about this.
I wouldn't go down that road. Totally would not turn around, Dougie.
Yeah. It's the people who are in uniform, who are in Iraq and Afghanistan, other places that are hot spots, how would you even trade what you do or where you are for where they are? It's a very special type of person who wants to do that sort of thing and who can do that sort of thing. And so, you look at some of this other stuff. You know, since September 11th, there are 100 new committees in Congress that oversee various parts of the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security Act and all this other
Terrorism industrial complex.
It is. That's what it is, Richie.
Great day for people that love government, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't even go there. There's your black chopper conspiracy theory people right there.
Yeah.
The people who love government were behind this.
That they were the ones behind it,
There was, though, when you remember after September 11th, all the bickering politicians who hugged each other. Americans stopped shopping for a while. Lawyers ceased suing for a while, almost everybody after September 11th was on the same page. I remember how it was on the radio. People stopped playing sad songs. The song, a friend of mine is a fucking record.
They had the band songs list
leaving
for a while.
Leaving on a jet plane was nixed. You couldn't play that song. You remember that? It's just
yeah.
That kind of
I do remember that.
And
yeah.
Angry radio, angry talk became kind talk.
Yeah, right, yeah. Rush Limbaugh actually put his underwear on straight. What happened after that, though, how long did it take for it to go back to the new normal, which is the old normal, which is the way it was before September 11th, right? I mean, it is, for the most part. You get in a cab, the problem is, who's driving the cabs in New York now? Not the same people that were driving them before September 11th.
Oh, really?
It's still Pakistani, for the most part.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of Egyptians, mm-hmm. a lot of Syrians, a lot of Libyans.
And what was it before 9/11?
There were more New Yorkers driving cabs than there are now. I don't know. Are there any New York? I mean, once in a while, once in a blue moon, I get a New Yorker.
I don't know that I ever got a New Yorker.
I had one, I think.
Once in a while, I get a blue moon. Once in a blue moon, I get somebody in a cab in New York who's actually a New Yorker.
And what's the definition of a New Yorker, Doug?
Somebody who's
just because they're Pakistani, why can't they be a New Yorker?
They can be a New Yorker.
Not a native
New Yorker.
New York
is a very diverse community.
No. What my definition of a New Yorker is, you.
Me?
You.
Could you imagine Roberta driving a cab?
Yeah.
I drive like a cab driver. From
who?
No.
Yeah.
19 after the hour on Good Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgranger.com or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Richie City, you ready? Ready for what's 21 after the hour.
That's right.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
This guy
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9999. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Light Orchestra, ELO, and a song that was number one for them during this week in 1979. I think it's kind of appropriate for where we are. I don't want to be brought down. I feel myself in a different place today. This is Alicia Keys' number one song on September 11th, 2001, a song called Fallen. Alicia Keys. It's a song that was big on that day.
Huge hit. That was
their
favorite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had a friend who had a birthday yesterday. His birthday is September 11th, and I'm sure, you know, on the day of the attacks, I'm sure that was a bummer of a birthday.
Didn't we talk, one of the people that we talked to for our special that aired on Friday and over the weekend on a lot of radio stations, focused on the babies that were born September 11th.
Yeah.
I forget what the name of the organization was. Do you remember? Oh, here it is. Faces of Hope. Babies Born on September 11th. A book by Christine Naiman, whose son Trevor was born on September 11th, 2011. So she got together 50 babies. Story of 50 babies that were...
One from each state.
One from each state. Yeah, yeah. Right. Babies... helped us to remember. I thought that was pretty compelling, actually. Stories that they now are learning about themselves. Of all of the things that we did for our special, of all the people that we talked to, I think I like this Evan Parnes, Jeff Parnes, the New York Says Thank You Foundation. Are you familiar with that, Roberta? His father, the kid was 3 years old on September 11th, and in the next couple of years, by the time this youngster was five, he'd gotten his father to start this organization, New York Says Thank You. And what it does, basically, is bring help to places around the world. It's a charity that has grown up attracting money to help people in various parts of the world who helped New York. When there's a problem someplace, they find out about it, and they help. For example, victims of the California wildfires got help from this organization. It really is.
That's how it started, the California wildfires.
Yeah,
he wanted to send kids toys whose toys had been burned.
Yeah.
And then when after September 11th, he wanted to do something there. And then it's kind of grown, and now they kind of go around the country. I think they went to Joplin and helped after the tornadoes.
They did.
There is the most recent
thing that they did. Yep, they did that as well.
And it's funny. Yeah. It's really cool because the people that they have helped in previous years, like from the wildfires or from 9/11, now go with them every year when they choose a disaster or whatever it is, where people need help, and help them. So it's a community of people that have gotten together to kind of help out.
Yeah, there's a lot of this, a lot of good thing. YouTube has a lot of different 9/11 material that's there. I found something my pal Art Vorlo, I don't know if anybody else knows who this guy is. He's called Radio's Best Friend. What he does is go around to radio stations around the country. He's at every radio, any talk radio seminar. He's there. He films it all and he puts it up on YouTube. So there is a lot of audio and video, a lot of ideas about what was going on the radio in the days following September 11th. You can find that on YouTube as well. Not that I made a purposeful attempt and decision not to go backwards, but as I was reviewing some of these things over the weekend, I thought, you know, there's a lot of good material there, and it is worth a moment or two. So you might want to check that out. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about road construction. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. Okay, so you drive to work every day the same way. You drive home from work the same way every day. Everything is fine until one day. There it is. That sign you thought you'd never see and don't want to see. Road construction next 6 months. That's going to be a horrible thing. It's going to slow down your day, rob you of your time. And every day, frustration is going to continue to build. Things are going so slow. But the day, the road is widened, the signs are gone. Who remembers all the turmoil that we went through and all the frustration? Nobody. Life is the same way. It's all about change. It's the fact that change is a process, and when we go through it, it's painful. But at the end, once we realize what we've accomplished as a result of the change, it becomes something totally welcome. Embrace the change. Make it part of your life. Be proactive and enjoy. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour, September the 12th. Roberta Fasanelli here in a moment with today's Queen of Cheap Report. Jennifer with an overview of whether or not the media, the television media especially, sought to exploit the tragedy, the bulking up of specials, some of the special programs, et cetera, some audio. I have a sixth grader who sent me the following. People going about their day didn't know America's fate that day. Airplanes crashing into buildings without warning. This world was changing. For bad men swayed by a leader gone mad to be destructive was all they had. For simple revenge of sick morals as loved ones mourn in utter horror. For once America stood together and made us vigilant forever. Boarding an airplane is not the same as before. Always remembering, shaken to the core. Babies born into the world that day, hugged all the closer to mother's bosom to stay, did not know the craziness they just came into, only through history. That's all they knew. Our spirit lives on. We will not forget. The enemy can't win if we keep the right mindset. We can take all the memories and make a ribbon of love. Lord God, through the ages in Him, may we trust. God bless the people who lost loved ones on September 11th. Help them to live on and find comfort in you. Pretty good for a sixth grader, huh?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Why does, here's Chris who writes, why does every blankety-blank comment have to do with politics? Shut up and quit whining about the politicians. This is not the place to do it. Thought that was interesting.
Huh?
What a waste, David writes. What a waste. What a waste. Yep. I think it was it or was it? I mean, all those people, certainly those people didn't die in vain. Did they?
No.
I don't see how you would think that. I don't get that. Wilbur writes, here's one. The war on terror is a fraud perpetrated by the elites that think they are God. Fear not terrorists, but the politicians. For with their war on the middle class, poverty will be something everybody sees. This is an angry guy. But there's a lot of reason to be angry about this, whether that's appropriate or not. Here's John who writes, with courage brighter than fire, the fire crews entered fast. The Twin Towers near collapse. Heroes... 340, were there 343 that died, firemen, that day? I think it was 343 or something like that. 383. Jennifer, have you got Facebook postings on any more of this?
Mostly just stuff that was posted throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
More of the same. You know, just people reflecting and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not reading some of it. I'm looking at some of this stuff aimed liberals taking shots at conservatives and that stuff. It's just, there's no place for it.
No.
No place for it. No place for it. Give it up, people. Give it up. All right. So having said that, I think we ought to leave this for a while.
I'm ready.
Long enough for... I want to look at some of the things that were said. The television stuff, I think, is pretty compelling. But the Queen of Cheap is here now. The Queen of Cheap is Roberta Fasanelli, and she follows where the bargains are every day.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Actually, what we have today is
What? Freebie Monday.
Friday. So it's Freebie Monday.
Freebie Monday.
Lots of free stuff for you. And it's all listed on the DougStefan.com website. We have free Icy Hot Natural Sample, free Ojan. Do you know what Ojan is?
No.
It's hair product,
O-J-O-N,
isn't it?
O-J-O-N, hair serum
I think it's
sample.
A hair product. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is hair product. Yeah, okay.
Good stuff.
Probably very high-end, too.
Yep.
Kids Eat Free at Mimi's Cafe every Friday in September, so remember that coming up
Where's
on Friday.
Where's Mimi's Cafe?
Free online read-aloud books for kids.
Where's Mimi's Cafe?
They're everywhere. It's a chain.
I've never
heard of them.
Oh, it's so
they're
good.
Everywhere.
Never heard of them.
You would love it.
Never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Yeah, they're really good.
There's some
they're
in really Los good. Angeles, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, all over the place.
During the month of...
I want Jennifer to take me to one of them.
So Kids Eat Free on Friday.
Breakfast is the time to go to Mimi's.
You know, there's one 10 minutes away from me. I've never even seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Anyway, Roberta, please.
Back to you,
you can
Roberta.
You're a kid, Doug, and you can eat free.
Yeah. I could be a kid and eat free. Yeah. Perfect.
During the month of October, if you live in San Diego or plan to visit, kids get free admission to the San Diego Zoo.
By the way,
we have
aside,
a $10 free gameplay at Dave
happened,
and Buster's.
What happened to the power outage in San Diego and that whole area?
I think everybody made it.
It ended up being, yeah.
What
it
was
ended
it?
Up being
I think everybody
one
made it
guy.
Done.
Yeah, he cut a line. He's
who accidentally
digging.
Cut a line at the Yuma station.
Yep.
Boom.
It was human
and
error,
everything.
Yeah.
Mexico,
just
I mean,
awful.
Just everything
yeah,
was out.
Miss Utility. Call before you dig.
I even have dig said, they don't know where the hell you are. They're so
no.
bad.
Yeah.
Horrible. All right, anyway, Roberta, please continue.
Okay, $10 free gameplay at Dave and Buster's when you join their rewards program. We have a free sample from Playtex, and this is really kind of cool. You can get a free call from the Disney princess of your choice. So if you have a little girl, you know how they roll into that Disney princess.
Oh, my
God. My girls were.
Oh.
And we have the directions for you on how you can get, right? You can do that for your daughter, Rich.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can get a free call from whatever a Disney princess of some sort.
I'm all over that.
And it's all on the DougStefan.com website under Queen of Cheap.
All right, check that all out. Also, video of the day today. These people in the video of the day at DougStefan.com always finding water all over their deck and their furniture every time they came home. They'd been gone for even a couple of hours. They'd find water, and they were certain it was some of the neighborhood children having some fun in their pool while they were away. So they set up a camera, and they left it. So the video of the day is who they found using their
Uh-oh.
Pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's very good. Very clever, very cute, very cool stuff. Sad news, the passing of Cliff Robertson, 88, over the weekend. He always referred to himself as a B-level actor. I don't know that I agree with that. I think people think about themselves in mediocrity. But
this video is hysterical.
Yeah, the video is funny. Yeah, very funny stuff. So at any rate, but that doesn't square with the passing of Cliff.
No, it doesn't. Sorry, Cliff.
No, it's okay.
Didn't mean to interrupt you, Cliff.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So those things are there for your listening and dancing pleasure. In a moment, we spend some time talking about September 11th on television, some of the new things that are getting ready. We have some premieres, some
today.
Season openers starting today. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the week and next week when a lot of the shows come back around. Jennifer's got that rundown for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Whether you're strutting on the catwalk or the sidewalk, you know the importance of having a healthy snack in your bag in case you get hungry. In fact, according to a recent survey by Fiber One Bars, the official snack of Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, 65% of consumers say they regret not stashing a snack in their bags when hunger pangs hit and they don't have access to food. Bobby Thomas, celebrity style expert, says that what you keep inside your handbag is just as important as the handbag you're carrying.
Whether I'm appearing on TV or at a work event, I am always on the go. Fiber One bars are a tasty treat to help get me to my next meal. They are the perfect accessory to have in your handbag when hunger pangs hit.
Visit FiberOne.com for a chance to win a trip to Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week in New York City or a $500 gift card for a designer handbag of your choice. You can also visit the Fiber One Facebook page for Bobby's tips and trend updates from Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. I'm Katherine Carlton.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
All right, 15 before the hour. Dex Stephan's Good Day program. Roberta has done her Queen of Cheap, so now it's time for Jennifer to step in. We'll talk about some of the things that have been on television. People are excited about some of the new season, the coverage. Was it exploitation? How much of this did you watch, Jennifer?
The cable channel stuff. A fair amount. I didn't watch enough to become depressed because it's too much. But I thought they did an okay job. Again, I didn't see it everywhere like I thought I would. It just mostly the local stations and then your 24-hour news stations. But yeah. I thought it was okay. I thought they did a nice job with the tribute.
MSNBC showed a special 3-hour documentary called Day of Destruction, Decade of War. It was not uplifting by any stretch of the imagination. I thought some of the conversations on some of the chat shows, I especially like The View, as you know, and a survivor of September 11th named Macy Borders visited the ladies of The View to discuss her experiences on September 11th.
You had just started working at a bank in the North Tower of the World Trade Center. When did you first realize that something was terribly wrong?
I was at the copy machine. And then you just heard this loud, like, bang, then a whoosh sound. Then the building started shaking back and forth. So I knew this is not everyday activity. So that's when I thought immediately, like, we were at war.
Your boss actually told everyone to remain at their desks and stay calm, correct? But you decided
No, your instincts just told you otherwise.
Yes. You know, because only being there a month, I had never experienced a fire drill or a terrorist drill. So, you know, the idea is to go around to the bank vault and wait for fire marshals to show up, tell you everything's okay. Mm-hmm. But me never experiencing that, you know, got to go.
So you went against the boss.
Yes.
So I'm curious, what went on in your head at that moment?
I just thought we were at war.
You knew it?
Yeah.
But others did not move, right?
Well, I mean, they experienced it in 96, so I guess they just figured it was
93.
Describe that picture. What were you doing?
I was asking God, what do I do? You know, and I remember it clearly. I just don't remember it being taken, but I remember, God, what do I do? I remember asking him what
to
do.
Did you get an answer?
Run.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Very fast.
You know, minutes after you left that building, one of the towers had fallen. So when you finally, when you made it to the street, what did you see?
It was worse off out there because it was like bombs went off the ground, falling debris, you know, in the stairwells. All I saw was little cracks, you know, so it was worse off out there.
What got your attention in terms of being a viewer if you were watching over the weekend or any time last week, all of these things in the History Channel and MSNBC and Fox and CNN and the networks in general? National Geographic did some interesting things, I thought. Discovery, Science Channel did a lot of things.
National Geographic did a really nice job, I thought.
In what way? What did you see that you liked?
They do a very thorough, non-hysterical view of what happened, but they also focused a lot on what is happening now and how things are moving forward, which, again, I think that's what we all like to hear. We don't want to dwell so much on the catastrophe.
Yeah. There were some interesting dramas. Dick Wolf wrote a documentary that apparently Melissa Leo was in. Mm-hmm. I did not see it. I'm just reading a review of it.
I didn't see it either, but I heard it was really good. I thought probably the most fascinating interview, other than seeing the pictures from space, I thought the other thing that was cool was hearing the pilot of Air Force One talk, and he was everywhere this weekend.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he have to say?
They thought they were under attack. They landed twice. Because they thought they were under attack. And just interesting to hear his perspective.
Yeah. Science Channel had Rising, Rebuilding Ground Zero Encore at 8 o'clock on Sunday. It had been on the week before. I thought that was pretty good. I saw that. But it was a mix of all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, more importantly, this week, as we engage in excitement and a little hyperbole, the new dramas or return of some of the old shows, what do you see in your crystal ball there, Jen?
CW starts their premiere week this week. Also, NBC is launching a few shows. But everybody's talking about Anderson Cooper's new daytime show, which premieres today.
Who's everybody? I'm not talking about it. You talking about it, Richie?
I think a lot of people are excited about it. You didn't?
Really?
I'm excited about it.
I think I remember you mentioning it, yeah.
But his first interview today will be with Amy Winehouse's family. The dad, the mom, the stepmom, and the boyfriend will all be on the show.
Yeah, that's not a good interview. The interview to get is Amy Winehouse.
That would be a really good one.
That I would tune in for.
Yeah. Later this week, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills about the suicide of Russell Armstrong. And then going through some of the other premieres tonight, you've got Ringer with Sarah Michelle Gellar, which I'm kind of excited about.
I like her.
Watch that one?
Yeah.
Isn't there a Charlie Sheen roast on TV?
There is. It was taped over the weekend, and they're going to launch it the day that 2.5 Men premieres.
That's of course, at the same time, right?
Right.
Absolutely, at the same time. So you have to make your decision. And then some cool news, the Creative Arts Emmys were this weekend, and so just a couple of fun things to talk about. Justin Timberlake won for Outstanding Guest Actor on Saturday Night Live, and Gwyneth Paltrow won for Guest Actress on Glee. Also, the show Futurama won for Outstanding Animated Program. Right.
Hadn't that show been off the air for like 10 years? Or they brought it back. That's what it was.
They did,
brought it
back.
William Shatner was the chief roaster of Charlie Sheen last night, apparently.
Pretty good stuff.
That might be worth a couple of minutes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. 51 after. Good job, Jen.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Moving on, we have the pleasure of Michael Levine. His company is always appreciated. He comes to the party with lots of great information every week. He is responsible for two things in his life, at least and two things that I know of, that I'm familiar with anyway. I don't know about other things behind the scene. Michael Levine is the executive who runs LCO Online, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, and also is the brains behind the LBN e-alert, which edits every day a lot of great information about what's going on in the world, and sort of it takes the serious to the trivial and puts it all together. It's a great way to brush up on what's going on. Speaking of what's going on, the anniversary of September 11th on everybody's mind, everybody's lips. It is ever present on radio, television, print media. I have chosen to move forward in the discussion. I wonder, though, as you look at some of the people who are involved in this, in terms of the way it's being presented by some, the circumstance, the headline, September 11th anniversary, / terror threats. Is there anything the news media will not do to try to scare the hell out of everybody?
Well, I don't know, Doug. Very little. You know, it really is a challenge for the media on these kinds of occasions because, on one hand, there is a legitimate need and desire to place the events in proper perspective and cover them assiduously. Mm. It was the defining moment of our time. Not only the tragedy, the unspeakable tragedy, but the ideology that resides, the ugly, despicable ideology that resides underneath it. That's legitimate. On the other hand, do we not understand that it provides opportunities for people to exploit human emotion? Of course. And monetize or take advantage of human emotion through fear, through all kinds of things? Yes. So how does one do it? Well, the answer is with difficulty, and maybe that's what you've grappled with in your own decisions. It's tough stuff, and I don't know that we ever come up with one defining answer or one operating method that allows us to do it perfectly.
Yeah, I guess that's very frustrating. however, wanting to put our best foot forward, hoping that we would. Speaking of feet, you were quoted this past week on Fox regarding Chaz Bono being on the next Dancing with the Stars. What kind of a PR, I was going to use the word nightmare, but I don't think that's fair. That's a PR opportunity. Here's somebody who has chosen to do something pretty interesting with his or her life. I guess his now, her before.
Yeah.
And because of the name and family, gotten a lot of attention. Have you ever handled a circumstance like this?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Listen, having represented 58 Academy Award winners and hundreds and hundreds of celebrities, I've represented a lot of very, very unusual situations. This one is unique. I guess all unusual situations are unique in their own way. But I think it's a brilliant, brilliant casting move. It's what what is referred to within our industry as stunt casting. Stunt casting is where we take an opportunity to do something highly unusual within the context of a regularly scheduled broadcast or program. And so, and it was done a lot more 20 or 30 years ago. It isn't done nearly as much today, which makes this whole opportunity that they've chosen to take with Chaz Bono on the show so brilliant, so unique, and so compelling. Now, you know, moralists can make any kind of argument they like about whether kids should or shouldn't watch it, and that's not for me to...
Oh, what nonsense. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Not for me to debate. But the question is whether it's a brilliant move, but the answer to that is an emphatic yes.
Yes. Okay. One final thing. You, I think, on Twitter, I forget, or I may have seen this on Facebook, you posted the following. If you put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years there'll be a shortage of sand.
The only thing I regret about what I said is it may not take them 5 years.
Ah, all right. And that's obviously aimed at the this
the
whole
horrible,
business.
Horrible, inefficient ways government functions.
Yep. All right, so a lot of ideas, as usual, from Michael Levine from the LBN E-Alert and also from Levine Communications Office in Los Angeles. Before you